So I'm here in Aachen, Germany today with a special guest. Do you want to tell me a bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm a PC and I'm software developer at the MESDC. Joking aside, my name is Ralf Beckers and I'm software developer at the Microsoft Embedded Systems Development Center here in Aachen, Germany, which is co-located with the European Microsoft Innovation Center.
Okay, what is it exactly that you guys do here?
We are a product group and we are a big investment of the Windows Embedded Group in Europe. So metaphorically speaking, we are the eyes and ears of the Redmond's embedded group in Germany, or better, in Europe.
Okay, so you guys are working on a specific project now, or a feature. Do you want to tell me a bit about that?
Our main mission is to help customers when they face some missing features in our platforms. So we help identifying them, and then we try to fill these gaps by, for example, implementing a feature. So projects would be helping the customer by implementing the feature, but we do not do just servicing. We will give back the features to Redmond's embedded group, and then it will be included into the platform itself. So all of our customers can then benefit from it.
Okay. What exactly is Web Service on Devices API?
Oh, this is our new project. We identified this to be a major gap in our product portfolio, and so we have chosen to port this from the Vista version to the embedded platform. Shall I explain a little bit what web services is?
Yeah, please.
So web services is machine-to-machine communications over the network, and there's a standard, it's called DPWS. It's Device Profile for Web Services, and this describes the implementation constraints for resource-constrained devices that they can communicate over web services. And WSD API is a Microsoft name for the implementation of the standard, so it's Web Services on Devices API. I would love to give you a short example on the whiteboard if you like to. So for example, we have the computer here sitting on the network and listening to all the traffic coming around. And whenever a device enters the network, like this fancy mobile phone here, it will broadcast a message to the network which just says hello. Then all devices can decide if they want to communicate with the new device or not. And this hello message will happen for all the devices entering the networks. If this device is switched off or leaving the network, it will just send a bye message. And now all the devices now know that this device is gone and there's no possibility to talk further with it. So this is called device discovery. There's another possibility where you can discover functionality of devices. We have again here our mobile phone. So this computer would be interested in finding a mobile phone to use one of the services. And it can ask the network, is there a mobile phone somewhere in the network? And then the device can answer and send back its name. This phase of the communication is called probing. To communicate with the device directly, the computer needs to figure out the address. So it's broadcasting again a message to the network and asking for the address of the device by sending the name around. Then the device can send back its address. And this phase of the communication is called resolving. And after that, both devices know each other's addresses and they can start sending their data around. And this is a very nice part of the protocol. So WSD API does not only consider function and device discovery, it also features the data exchange. So it's very easy for developers to use our stuff. All this here is specified in a single XML file, it's called a WSDL file. So you specify the data types you are using, the data elements you want to send around, then you specify a message, which would be one of these arrows, how this looks like. And with these messages, you build up operations, which are sequences of messages. And that's all. Then you can use our code generators, and all the header files, the IDL files, and the source code files are generated for you. You can really then concentrate on your functionality you want to use. So this would be a small introduction into WSD API.
Okay, so why have you chosen to do this? Why is it important?
Mm-hmm. If you have a look at our Windows ecosystem at the moment, on the PC domain we have three parts. This is a Windows Server, Windows Vista, and the Media Center. They all use WSD. But this looks different on the embedded side. There we only have Windows Embedded CE and the .NET Web Framework, the .NET Micro Framework featuring WSD. So it was very important for us to fill this gap and to implement WSD on XP Embedded, which is now called Windows Embedded Standard. So now all of our platforms can communicate and discover each other's functionalities over WSD. And this helps our partners to build scalable solutions across our platforms.
Is it being used already by anyone, or what does the future look like for the feature?
Oh, it's becoming to be used heavily. For example, we have one partner. They have a washing machine, and this washing machine is able to announce its status by using WSD to, for example, a Media Center PC. This sounds a little bit boring at the moment, that the washing machine just sends laundry is ready. But our big vision for this is the European market is going to green energy a lot. There's a lot of pressure, and the liberalization of the energy market will also change a lot in the near future. So we can imagine a scenario where energy has not the same price over the day. So for example, if wind energy is cheap because the wind is blowing in the afternoon, we might receive a notification in our media center that energy is cheap. The media center can then inform the washing machine, if you have laundry to wash, start it now. And then it's important to get a notification on your TV or on your mobile phone that the laundry is ready, because you have to put it in the dryer. And you save money and maybe save energy.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.